Delaware Senator Chris Coons spoke on NPR's Morning Edition today from the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. He denounced the idea of acquiring Greenland and risking key security partnerships.
We have one military base there now that's critical to our security. Forcing its acquisition risks blowing up the NATO security treaty that has kept the peace in Europe and protected the United States for 75 years.
Coons is leading a congressional delegation visiting Denmark and other European countries. Delaware Congresswoman Sarah McBride and Pennsylvania Representative Madeleine Dean are also part of the group visiting the allies. Birth Shalom House in Philly's Winfield Heights neighborhood will get a $100 million facelift. The affordable senior rental building was shut down in November 2024 after its previous owners let it fall into disrepair. Philadelphia's Housing Authority and Building Trades Union announced a partnership today to transform the 360-plus unit building. Building Trades head Ryan Boyer says the rebuild will be far different from what he experienced growing up in public housing.
People are going to say, well, you lived in Wallingford, too. Yes, I did that, too. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, when I lived in PHA, we were dying to get out. This stuff that Kelvin produced with washing machines and all this thing, they don't want to get out because it's luxury with dignity. And if somebody was there, I know that we need this dignity.
PHA hopes to complete the project in 2 years. It's expected to include outdoor spaces, meal areas, and medical facilities for its senior residents. Skies are clear. Temperatures are cold across the Delaware Valley on this Tuesday afternoon. Just 22 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. Overnight, we drop down barely in double digits, 11 degrees or so in the absolute middle of the night. Looking ahead to tomorrow, we should be slightly warmer. Highs for Wednesday get into the mid-30s. We bump up into the mid-40s on Thursday. Then after that, buckle up. Things get frigid for the weekend and into early next week.